the first thing that has to be done with vision is you have to clarify the vision of this new church. And for me, vision is something that right now, if you haven't started yet, and even if you're just in the early stages, your vision doesn't have a lot of clarity to it. It's similar to, I remember going for an eye exam, and those are always kind of disturbing to me, especially the older I get. They keep changing my prescription, but sitting, you know what it's like. You know the drill. They put you in a room. They put those big things in front of your face, and they turn the lights out, and you look at the chart, and you have to look at the chart, and then they put all these different lenses on there, and the doctor, you just hear the voice. Which looks better, A or B? I don't know if they go to school for that voice, but they all sound the same. Which is clearer, one or two? When it first starts, it's easy because everything's blurry and everything's out of focus, so it's real clear to see what was in focus. But the further along the eye exam goes, the harder it becomes, the closer those two images are, and you're not sure, and you have to ask every now and then, could I see those again? And in reality, that's what we're talking about in Clarify the Vision. We're in this stage where you're in an eye exam about the vision for this new church. What is it? And really, Hal, you already kind of hit on some of it, because this isn't ultimately our vision.
Right.
I mean, this is God's vision. This is his vision and his dream for the church.
And so it comes as I'm spending time with him, and I'm praying, and I'm seeking, and studying the community and all of that as we begin to flesh this out. Because, again, like you say, at the beginning, it's kind of out there, and from a distance it looks good, but as you get closer you realize, oh, it's lacking. And so the closer you get to launching and the closer you get as your church begins to grow, you and I have to continue to clarify it. And you're 11 years in, you're still clarifying vision.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a process. It doesn't just end.
No, the eye exam never changes. I mean, it's ongoing. But for me, it's we keep getting back to this. It's a relationship. It's this. I think about Psalm 37 that says, "If you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart." And that passage was the calling of the springs for us. That was where God just started calling us to start a church. And really what happens is if you delight yourself in the Lord, if that's true in your life, I heard someone say it this way, if A is true and A is you're delighting yourself in the Lord, if A is true, then passionately pursue the desires in you. And that's what happens. If you're delighting yourself in the Lord, if you're in a solid relationship with the Father, then your desires are His desires.
Right.
Because those two are being grafted together, think about that. Man, could it be that the God of the universe really puts his desires within our hearts in a relationship with him? And that's what it is in the church. I mean, your heart burns for people that are far from God. That's why God called you to Tampa.
Yeah, that vision of people needing to find Christ, the vision of creating a place where people like that would be easily come, would feel safe when they came. All of that ties in there, and I got to be honest, I had a good understanding of where we wanted to go, but it has formed up more and more as we focus on it. In fact, write it down. Yeah. I mean, when you distill it to writing, then you can start adjusting it and playing with the words and the fit and all that. So to come up with something that describes even more fully. What it is you're aiming at.
Well, that's so key, the write it down part of this clarifying the vision. That brings more clarity to a vision than anything because, I heard Rick say it, that thoughts disentangle themselves when they move from the lips to the fingertips. And so, it brings clarity to the vision when you sit down and actually write it out. And it really, you start writing this. What you're seeing as it gets clearer and clearer, you're writing out the vision, the purpose statement. Let's talk about purpose statements a little bit. There's everybody's got a purpose statement today.
You bet.
I mean, every place, public place you walk into, they have a purpose statement on the wall.
I've seen some of those church ones that are just, they're huge. The purpose of our church is to exalt God as we edify believers and encourage people who look goofy. And I'm just watching this long thing. Nobody can remember it. That's why you have to write it on the wall. Because unless you read it, you're never going to remember it.
I love Andy Stanley's statement about, you know, purpose statements. He says, is what's hanging on the wall happening down the hall? And really, purpose statements should be short. They should be clear.
Now, just a little caveat here. If you're a lead pastor and you're teaching every weekend, you won't know what short means. You'll need to get a translation. Ron and I both are in help classes to help us learn what short means.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you want to be able to, I forgot who it was that said it. You want to be able to fit it on a T-shirt. And not in real small print either, right, in several lines. It needs to be something that can be clearly seen. It's, if you're new to this whole process, let me recommend a book. Guy Kawasaki wrote a book called The Art of the Start. Great little book. It's for entrepreneurs, but it was a book that talks about this very thing. It talks about purpose statements, mission statements, and basically Kawasaki says, nobody cares about mission statements,
right,
except the people that wrote them.
Right.
Nobody remembers them. He says, you want to make mantra. I mean, people need mantras. They need things, phrases. They need statements.
Yeah, which are parts of the vision that, again, clarify it. So maybe one of your statements is, we think it's a sin for church to be boring. Maybe another one is, we want to make Tampa a hard place to get to hell from. I mean, that's a tough one. You don't put that on a T-shirt. But other ones, for example, we're here to help you take your next best steps with God. We exist to connect people to God. Things that are small enough that people can remember that reinforce the bigger picture.
Yeah, and for us, we took our core values and turned them into those mantras, basically. And, so you need to make sure. Here's the bottom line. If you can't say it short, you don't know it well enough yet. If your purpose statement is this long purpose statement, it really hasn't been clarified in your life yet.
That's good.
So just keep working it, keep honing down on it, because that's part of the clarifying the vision piece as you move forward. And here's the deal: until you clarify the vision, you're not ready to start moving forward with the church. And when you clarify it, something else that happens is you learn how to. Every time you share it, it becomes clearer. Every time you pitch it, it becomes clearer.